Rivers in the Morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station. Qualified to spend life in the fast lane with the Eagles in London, England. Text this word now.
The key word is call. Call. It rhymes with pub crawl, which you'll end up doing in London. That's sort of near the end of the trip. If you win the fast lane with the Eagles trip, you'll possibly win $1,000 just for texting in call to 36500 right now.
What an amazing night for the 12th man. I've been coaching for a long time. I've never heard a crowd like that. What a freaking night.
Twelfth man. Boy, it seems like a long time since the 12th man has been called upon to participate in the game.
It's been almost a month.
Has it been that long?
Almost a month. We've had 2 weeks on the road, a week before that, and... It's funny. The back half of the schedule is 5 at home, 3 on the road. It's going to be a fun run down the stretch. Get some people healthy, get them back on the roster.
Of those 3 on the road, 2 of them are in a row.
Yeah. It's a bizarre year for scheduling.
It's funny. It's a bizarre year for scheduling. It's not the way they usually
do it. Mock me, Rivers.
You know, the team took quite a blow yesterday as Sidney Rice is gone for the year. Well, you hear about that, right?
Yeah, I heard he's gone. Why is he gone?
He's gone because he tore his ACL.
Man.
That's the binding that ties your knee together for you folks at home who don't know what an ACL is.
Now, can he ever come back?
He won't be back on this team ever again. He'll play in the NFL. He'll never be back. He's played his last down as a Seahawk.
No kidding.
I caught a little flack because I posted that yesterday on Facebook because we've got Deion Branch, Nate Burleson, a lot of guys that we've paid tens of millions of dollars and got really nothing in return. We have a tradition of doing that with these wide receivers.
Free agent wides.
Yeah, and I said, I can put Sidney Rice in that category now. And guys like, don't be giving up on Sidney Rice. He'll be back next year. And it's like, no.
Nope.
Why are you so sure no? What if he recovers?
He's scheduled to make over $18 million over the next 2 years. His contract was back end loaded. He's been here, this is his third year. He's missed at least a third of the time he's been here with injury.
Oh.
He's
wait a minute. Is his contract guaranteed, though?
No NFL contracts are guaranteed.
Oh. So that's a bummer for him. Let's talk about his feelings for a moment. Screw you guys.
Yeah.
He'll only a bit of pain in his knee, I'd imagine.
So he signs a massive contract.
Massive deal.
Most of the money's if you don't get a torn ACL.
Most all deals are like that.
And he gets a torn ACL.
Well, he got $10 million, I think, for signing that contract, and he's gotten about $8 million for each year he's been with the Seahawks.
How many?
This is his third.
Third, so, and he's guaranteed he's going to get his money this year. So he's made, what's three times eight is 24, $34 million. And his
you can't live on that. Have you seen what's happening to health care?
Really?
He went on that government website this
and he's
morning.
Got a bad knee.
Yeah, I do. Believe me, I'm not.
It's a pre-existing condition.
I'm not criticizing the guy. You cannot, know that you're going to blow out an ACL.
He loses $18 million on the back end of his contract, but that's the way it goes. You say he will play for another NFL team. Why?
Because he's a great.
Someone will take a chance on him when he's all better.
He's a great receiver, and they do amazing things with
but he'll take less
healthcare.
Money.
To be on the Seahawks, he'd have to take a humongous, jaw-dropping pay cut.
But someone else will give him less of a jaw drop?
Somebody else will sign him in the free agent on the open market with his skill set. He'll be able to acquire more on the open market from a bidding war of other teams than if we had to re-sign him to a diminished contract.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, his numbers weren't great this year. Didn't have a lot of catches, but he was the kind of receiver that we don't have without him. He's 6 foot four.
Does he love Seattle? Will he stay here and just open a restaurant? Sydney Rice?
Sydney Rice's Rice Rice? Walk,
rice. House of Walk?
No, you missed
it. Brown rice, white rice, all kinds of rice?
Sydney Rice and Beans.
Sydney Rice and Beans.
It's going to be great. A little Mexican place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I don't know what his taste for the city are. I can't imagine anybody wouldn't like it here.
Some people do.
Pros,
they just end up
stay.
Making Seattle their home.
Yeah. But as far as wearing the blue and green, I think we've seen our last,
that's a bummer.
Last catch.
But we're deep.
That's one position we're not deep at, because Percy Harvin, the last guy we showered with money, has not played a down for us yet. And now
isn't he coming back, though?
That's the hope. Hopefully by now. It's really the hope. It's the need by Sunday.
But these guys aren't interchangeable. They're completely different kinds of players. In so much
can we pick up a different player?
Yeah, it's funny. The NFL trade deadline was yesterday at 1 p.m.
Duh.
The news that he was done for the year came down yesterday at
1:15.
Yep, 2 p.m.
You think
Pete
doesn't have this covered? He's got it covered.
I'm sure they do, but Rice was 6 foot four. Everybody else we have is under 6 foot. You don't have that big throw it up, he'll go up and get it kind of guy anymore.
Nah.
We just lost him.
Nah. But you know what? We also got a short quarterback.
Right. Bring it all down to his level.
Everybody. Monster hands.
Munchkins on the field now.
Hold the ball.
Right. There you go. Play under their coverage.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's fun. And thank you for that fair weather jersey. I really enjoyed wearing it the other night, and I enjoy watching this year.
Well, here's your real test, because, they played like crap. And if you still wear it after that, you're a fair weather fan.
Well, they won.
Yeah.
They'd have to lose. For me to lose interest, they'd have to be knocked out of the playoffs.
Yes. Fairweather fans don't think too hard about what skill they showed. A W is a W. Fairweathers are just, they're for the numbers.
You would say that, and I would cop to that if that were true. But no, I was bummed during that game. The whole game felt like a loss, even as a Fairweather fan.
They got their butts kicked.
Yeah.
They got their butts kicked.
It tested me. But ultimately, if the whole city's excited and, there's a chance they go to the, what do they call it?
The big game. We're not allowed to say a lot of things in this town. Mm-hmm. Big game.
So, okay. It's 9:18. Great band coming in. When I say great, I mean if you didn't like yesterday's band, you're going to love today's band. Yesterday's band was an acquired taste, and I actually dug it.
It was I liked it too, but it was
it was out there.
Yeah.
You need to be four drinks deep to appreciate that kind of creativity.
Yeah. You were grooving pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, I like those guys because I appreciate that sort of creative sensibility, but I was imagining myself four drinks deep.
Cool. Yeah.
I mean, I would not want to listen to an hour of that right now.
I was imagining our audience not being four drinks deep.
Yeah.
Going like, how, whoa.
I think on some level, people just have to respect that they are getting a taste of new music that they're not going to be able to get anywhere else. And don't worry, if you absolutely hate it, it'll be over in 2 minutes.
Someone told me that. They said the musical guest thing you do at the end of the show is a vibe that no one else does on the radio. And sometimes it's astoundingly, amazingly great. And sometimes I'm like, what the heck is that?
Right.
But I still go, wow. It's daring and bold to just put various kinds of music on the radio. And the person who told me that was not our program director.
I imagine so.
Today it's a band we've had on before, Left Hand Smoke, and I heard them warming up a few minutes ago. This is totally my kind of thing.
Everyone's going to like Left Hand Smoke.
You have to love them. All right.
That's right.
The biggest TV shows this week. Let's see what's hot on television. Oh, there's no sounder for that yet.
No.
It could be the same one as the Hot Report. Isn't that what people are doing while they're watching television?
I'm wondering if baseball has cracked the top 10 a couple, three times.
Well, here's what you would find out. No. Oh, I'm sorry. Game 1 and 2 of the World Series, Game 4 of the World Series. You're right. It's all over there.
Yeah.
Number 1, NCIS. I still don't get what people see in that show. It's just another dumb show.
Brought to you by Safeway.
Number 2, you love it, though.
Eye candy and well-written.
Yeah.
Best of both worlds.
It's another acronym show.
Right.
I swore off acronym shows. I don't watch any CSI,
SUV, CSI,
NCIS,
CIS,
SUVs.
Whatever.
I don't like any of them.
Right. SVU.
Another acronym. And then next is TBBT. Another acronym.
What's that?
The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah.
Number 2, which geeks like, apparently.
It's a great written comedy. And NCIS is a greatly written drama.
Number 3, Sunday Night Football, Green Bay Packers, Minnesota Vikings. Number 4, Game 4 of the World Series. Number 5, The O.T. That's a kid show, right?
The O.T.? Oh, like just O.T.?
Another acronym. What is The O.T.?
I don't know what The O.T. is.
I have no idea.
It's on Fox. It's got 15 million kids watching.
Seriously?
The O.T. I think it's some kind of high school drama or something.
Are you pronouncing that correctly? It's literally just the O-T?
Could be the Ot.
That would be even weirder.
Is that the Old Testament?
The Old Testament.
Act it out.
I'm reading it off the list.
A sheep will be killed.
Check out the O-T, Pedro.
I'm looking.
Do you know what it is?
I'm checking it right now. And actually, it has to do with NFL. It's actually a program.
Is it the overtime show?
Overtime.
Yeah. Oh, the OT after the Fox game.
How come sports guys don't know this?
I thought that it sounded vaguely familiar.
Because of the OC. But that hasn't been a show.
That's
for
what
four
I was thinking,
years.
Right.
Yeah.
NCIS Los Angeles takes number 6 slot. So when you go non-sports, NCIS has 2 out of the 3.
Right.
And they wouldn't have had that except 2 of the sports at the top were head-to-head against each other.
Mm.
Sunday Night Football in the World Series went head-to-head on Sunday night. And it's funny. This will tell you how strong the NFL is. More people had rather watch what was really a totally meaningless NFL game than watch the World Series.
Game 1 World Series, number 7. Game 2 World Series, number 9. The Voice came in at number 8.
Wow.
So our local talent appearing on The Voice are getting monstrous audiences. The Monday Night Football came in at number 11, Dancing with the Stars, number 10. I know I'm out of order, but I don't care. Person of Interest, which is apparently a pretty good drama show. Mm-hmm. I've seen it once or twice. It hasn't sucked me in, but it's good. Tuesday's episode of The Voice, number 13, and The Walking Dead is number 14.
Walking Dead fans, they just ordered another season.
Already.
Already.
And for AMC to have 13 million viewers for a cable show.
Especially this season, because it is extremely violent and gory and depressing, even more so than it usually has been. I mean, it's a depressing show.
It had been a cheery, sunshine-filled zombie fest, but now it's a little dark.
I mean, it's not like it was about people getting their hair done.
You're so reeled in. Are you enjoying it?
I love it. They have me no matter what, but it's a little depressing. Some of my favorite shows have gone ultra-dark and depressing this year.
At least it's not the spinoff The Walking Dead. It's a cooking competition show amongst zombies.
The Walking Dead.
Good. Game 3 of the World Series, Criminal Minds, Blue Bloods, The Millers, Castle, and CSI round out the top 20.
See, that's where all the scripted shows are, the back half of the 20.
Right. The series of Governor's Wife got 1.2 million viewers on A&E. I guess that's a stiff. Trophy wife of a former Louisiana governor who went to prison.
Oh, yeah. This is, she's one of these people you just...
It's a reality-based drama?
Yes,
thing?
And she was made for reality TV. I have not had a chance to watch it yet, but I cannot wait.
The Governor's Wife?
Mm-hmm.
There's a show called Crazy, Sexy, Cool.
That is a VH1 movie about TLC, the band.
And it's a big hit for them.
Yeah.
Got 4.5 million viewers.
Yeah, wow. They keep rerunning it.
It's 9:25. Could a bicyclist get a speeding ticket? Yes What kind of crazy city would issue a speeding ticket to a bicyclist? I'll give you three guesses, and they all start with S and end with E-A-T-T-L-E.
And multiple, multiple bicycles.
Really? This is a serial guy?
A bicyclist speed trap.
There are speed traps for bicyclists. We'll tell you where they are.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. From the British invasion to the digital revolution, the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s are on 95.7 KJR.
Your Northwest weather for today, mostly cloudy skies with a high of 56. Tonight, we'll see clouds low down to 40. And then tomorrow for Halloween, clouds and rain with a high of 56.
This report brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union.
Hey, you got a car phone? You got a smartphone? Get into Car Toys and get your smartphone connected to your car, and you can be joining iHeartRadio today. Car Toys is the place to go for all your car audio needs, as well as your cell phone needs, by the way. But at Car Toys, you can go into their showroom's sound room and listen to everything they sell before you make a decision, help you make the right decision. Have it installed today, and you can listen to iHeartRadio tonight. 400,000 songs at your fingertips. Build your own station. Car Toys and iHeartRadio, hey, it's a better way to go.
I believe that the farther I drive, the closer the needle gets to empty.
I believe I need to buy gas before that happens.
I believe warehouse stores are good at selling gallons of mayonnaise.
I believe in U-turns, not asking for directions.
I believe at ARCO, I can pay 5 to 10 cents less per gallon.
I believe time is money and that waiting in line to buy gas at a grocery store costs me time.
I believe in ARCO gas.
Snap.
Me too.
Badow.
At ARCO, saving money makes sense, and spending 5 to 10 cents less a gallon will make you a believer in savings.
Savings based on average street price survey among major oil brands. See ARCO.com for details.
It's time to get ready for Halloween. So come take a walk down Eek Street at QFC, where you'll find low prices to help stretch your Halloween budget and plenty of ways to scare up some frightfully good times. You'll save on treats for the kids and delicious platters to make parties a snap, plus everything to make your house come alive with Halloween spirit. And with faster checkout, you'll be on your way in a flash. So gather your ghosts and goblins and brew up some Halloween fun with low prices. Only at QFC.
Stop by your neighborhood QFC for a great selection of nutritious options you're gonna love. Fresh Northwest-grown Draper Valley whole chicken is on sale for just 88 cents a pound. Crisp, delicious Fuji or Braeburn apples are only 99 cents a pound. All prices with your Advantage card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
I'm Diane, and this is my Sterling Bank story. Real estate's not a 9-to-5 job. I work nights, weekends, whenever people need me. Customer service doesn't punch a time clock. My clients' dreams and my reputation are on the line every time. So I choose my partners carefully, like Paul. He's a banker at Sterling. Of course, I always give my clients a choice of banks, but when they choose to work with Paul at Sterling, as they almost always do, I breathe a sigh of relief. This is the biggest investment of my clients' lives. I know Paul's right there with them. Knowledgeable, responsible, creative, and a work ethic that just won't quit. Reputation is everything in this business, and Paul's is as good as it gets.
Manage your account, pay bills, even deposit checks on the go with mobile banking from Sterling Bank. Available to customers currently enrolled in personal online banking. Sterling Bank. Nobody works harder for you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Winter is on its way, and Sports Authority can help you make the most of the colder weather. From lightweight layers to high-tech winter coats, we've got what you need to stay warm, dry, and stylish in any conditions. With jackets, hoodies, and fleece from top brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, and the North Face, we can get you ready for whatever winter brings. Plus, when you join our loyalty program, The League, you'll get 5% back on qualifying purchases. So head in today and get ready to take on the cold. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
I want to ask you something, but you have to promise not to laugh at me.
Okay, what?
Do you think the State Farm jingle really works?
Like, for real? Like, if you sing the jingle, will your agent actually appear and help you out?
Yeah,
of course it works. I saw it on the internet.
In reality, having your own State Farm agent means having a real person to help you when you need them. Visit statefarm.com to find your Seattle-Tacoma area agent.
Clipper Vacations, your Pacific Northwest travel experts, makes it easy and affordable to take a holiday getaway to Victoria, BC.
I love Victoria. It's all lit up. There's carriages, and you're like, oh,
This is a magical winter wonderland. It's beautiful.
The spirit of the holidays lives in Victoria, and Clipper Vacations can get you there with round trips from only $96, overnight packages including round trip on the Victoria Clipper and one-night hotel stay from only $132 per person double occupancy, and kids go for only $10 with overnight package. Then let Clipper Vacations take you on a Leavenworth town and tree lighting day trip weekends in December. Fun sights, shopping, and the dazzling lights of the town being lit for the season.
I can do all my vacation planning right in one site at Clipper.
Magical holiday memories begin with Clipper Vacations.
Clipper Vacations took care of everything.
Start planning a memorable holiday season. Book today at 206-448-5000 or clippervacations.com. Clipper
Vacations. Ever feel like you're shelling out more money for less stuff? With the Xfinity Triple Play from Comcast, getting more doesn't have to cost more. Get more for your money and switch to the Xfinity Triple Play from Comcast for just $99 a month for 12 months. Add HD DVR service for $10 a month for 12 months. It's risk-free, there's no term contract required, and no early termination fee. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. The offer ends January 5th, 2014, and some restrictions do apply. New residential customers only. After the promo, regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, fees, including broadcast TV fee and other recovery fees, are extra. But it's $99 a month for the Triple Play from Comcast for 12 months. HD DVR service, $10 a month for 12 months. It's risk-free, no term contract required, and no early termination fee. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. That's 1-800-XFINITY, or go to comcast.com/Xfinity.
Here's how to turn shopping into huge savings at the pump. Just pick up gift cards at Safeway, then use them at the mall, the coffee shop, dinner, wherever your day takes you. You'll rack up four times the Safeway gas reward points. Safeway has hundreds of your favorite gift cards, so turning shopping into savings couldn't be easier. Buy gift cards at Safeway, use them like cash, and get four times the savings at the pump. Safeway, ingredients for life. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store or Safeway.com for details.
The Home Depot now has 10% off appliances, including the best brands like Whirlpool and Maytag. So, let's put a new spin on doing laundry with Whirlpool Cabrio. A washer that adjusts the cycle to fit your fabric. A dryer that won't overdry. And a price that won't shrink your wallet. Let's do this. 10% off all appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 30th on appliances $397 or more. U.S. only. See store for details.
This report brought to you by Safeway.
Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. The roads are continuing to improve, but we still have some pretty tough drives out there. That Linwood to Seattle drive is down to 44 minutes, so a huge improvement from what we were dealing with at 8 o'clock this morning, which was 110, 111 minutes. Linwood to Bellevue, though, southbound 405 is still about a 67-minute commute. We're still seeing some pretty heavy volume as you approach 527 to make your way all the way through Kirkland. Northbound 405 through the S-curve slow as well.
Safeway has made it easier to save at the pump, because now you can use your Safeway gas reward points at participating Chevron and Texaco stations. Shop at Safeway. Save at Chevron and Texaco. Safeway. Ingredients for life. See store or Safeway.com for details.
It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Hawk and Roll is on. Text this word now for your chance at tickets for this weekend's game.
This is your chance to win a pair of tickets for the Hawks versus Tampa Bay. Text the word Russell to 52309. That's two S's, two L's, in case you don't want to spell it. It's not like rustling in the leaves, but you probably guessed that. Remember, for tickets to any Hawks game, including the upcoming Monday night game against New Orleans, or any sporting event or concert, log into VenueKings.com.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
Going too fast on my bicycle. Set speed traps, bicycle. All right. I can't do that the way Spike can. But they're doing it. They're speed trapping bicycles. And guess where? School zone.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
What? They want to be treated evenly, right? I have to go 20 miles behind a bicyclist on Lake Washington Boulevard. If I have to be like them, they have to be like us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many kids are mercilessly run down by bicyclists every year? Lots.
Zero.
Just the one.
Not a one.
There are a few.
Are there really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I apologize.
There have been some fatalities.
To their family.
Right.
There have been fatalities.
Now, fatalities on a bicycle?
Not in Seattle, but in San Francisco and in a few towns.
Wow.
There have been people run over and killed by bicyclists.
It's a picture of the school zone policeman writing a ticket to a cyclist.
I hope it was a cop on a bike, at least.
Yeah. You know how I feel about bicyclists?
That they should be run down and knocked over with your car?
No.
No?
No.
That they need Vaseline between their thighs because it chafes?
That's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think that bicyclists have had a free ride for too long. I think that we, and by the way, before you bicyclists think I'm riling you up, I'm not. I think bicyclists should be rewarded with special lanes, their own tunnels.
Mm-hmm.
I think any city that wants to claim it's as cool and socialist as Seattle should thoroughly embrace the bicycle as a mass transportation medium. Oh. I can't wait until there are a bicycle built for two HOV lanes. I can't wait for that.
Nah, you're right. You're right.
And where all the other bicycles funnel into a place where they where there's a merge.
Yep.
And all the other bicycles got to stand there. I can't wait till everybody's on a bicycle in their own highway system. But in order to build you that highway system, we need tabs.
Yep.
We need insurance. You need all of the things that a car has to pay for the infrastructure, to give you the roads, because these roads belong to cars.
Real talk brought to you by the Muckleshoot Casino.
Thank you.
In other words, you're right.
We didn't make these roads for you, bicyclists. I agree you should have roads. You should pay for them.
We paid for ours. You pay for your share.
That's right. We paid for them with smelly exhaust.
And tabs. We paid. You know what tabs cost in this city when you're funding every little project with a tab fee?
A lot.
Hundreds. Hundreds.
So seriously, I'm taking this
you?
Discussion. Yeah,
yeah.
Dozens.
You burped earlier.
Dozens. I don't know about hundreds.
Hundreds.
Your tabs are over $200?
In the city of Seattle when I was paying for seawall rebuilds.
You bought a monorail. They never even
monorail
delivered.
Really? I never got to ride on. My tabs were in excess of $300.
Wow.
Anybody disagree?
No.
That's it.
And we should say they're not just looking for bicyclists, but if you come by too fast, they're going to get you. They also get cars as well.
Kanye West
was a rock genius. He was ready to
play
rock genius.
Sorry, let me do the story quickly. And also, we have to say happy birthday to Pedro because today he is 12.
Emotionally?
In Pedro years. How old are you? Let me guess. 42.
I'm a little bit older.
46?
I'm 44.
44. All right, close. Happy birthday, Pedro. You're going to play the drums a little for us later when our band comes in?
Thank you, old sport. Yeah, I'm going to be playing drums.
You know, I'm
old sport.
Yeah, you know I'm a fan. I really love what Pedro has done with his drumming and how he plays with Butternut. And there's nothing funny about it, and there's no way for me to bust his chops. I think he's really very, very good.
Well, now he thinks he's talking like he's from the Great Gatsby. Is that right, old sport?
Yeah.
No, that's the way I say thank you.
Yeah.
I don't mind being old sport.
Yeah,
you want to be old sport?
That's fine. At least it's a term of endearment.
Yeah. You're officially
We're
old
in this
sport.
New phase
yes.
of Pedro and I getting
Respect.
Along. I don't know how to handle it either. But.
Make you feel weird?
Yeah.
It's okay, old sport.
So Left Hand Smoke is coming up. All right. Quickly.
Kanye West, you said.
We also have a treat for Pedro that just walked in the door. This is for Pedro's birthday. I want to introduce
a treat.
Stripper?
Yeah. Yes.
Not a stripper.
He's going to strip for you.
Yep. John, start taking your clothes off.
You may not know this, but Pedro's first American city was Philadelphia. It was not Seattle. That's where Pedro landed when he came to America. And he's a guy.
Did he know he didn't have to swim that far north?
He came up the channel.
I don't know if you
past the Carolinas.
He's very fit.
If you remember, the first time we ever met Pedro, he was wearing a Philadelphia Eagles jacket.
Uh-huh.
And this is my buddy John. He owns Philly Boys, and he is from Philly. Philly Boys is the best.
He owns Philly Boys? What is that?
The best cheesesteak you'll ever eat.
Where is that?
Down on 4th Avenue. It's right. He had an automotive repair shop, and he turned it into a cheesesteak place.
Oh, no kidding.
There's the same grease. Yeah.
There's
yeah.
another one in Seattle, which I won't mention, that where they kind of have, do you also have nasty service and treat the customers sort of briskly?
No, we have great service. AJ's a PR guy up front. He does a good job.
AJ's the son, is John's son, and these guys... moved here to work on cars, but they made an incredible sandwich, and now their sandwiches are...
The sandwiches are doing very well for you.
They're doing well, yes.
Right. What do these taste like?
You want to find out? We got a bag full of them.
Oh,
right here.
Man, you brought Philly cheesesteak
sandwiches.
What
do they taste like? You're asking what these sandwiches taste like? Is that what you're asking me?
I can have a...
What, are you trying to be funny?
There's protein in there,
Bob. I
can
smell it.
Yeah.
There's protein in there.
Oh, there sure is.
Oh, this is the real deal.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's good.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pedro. They didn't bring enough for you.
He brought some for Pedro. So are this... does he know Pedro, or is it just a coincidence?
This is a... Well, it's a... John had been talking about wanting to come down and say hi for a while because they listened to the show down there at Philly Boys. And I said, well, it's Pedro's birthday. And he has a soft spot for Philly cheesesteaks because that's where
enough.
He started.
All right.
That is delicious.
We're going to have an incident if I keep eating.
What sort of incident?
I don't know.
Let's do it.
But if you know where Andy's Diner used to be, you just see the big building painted in Cheese Whiz yellow, and that's that's Philly Boys.
Let the marketing guy handle that part.
You got Whiz? You got Whiz?
Yeah? Oh, yeah. You got Whiz, provolone.
Nice.
With Whiz or without?
Kanye West in the news briefly, and we got to bring in our band. Some of the T-shirts and tote bags that Kanye West is selling bear the Confederate flag. Kanye was asked about the flag merchandise, and he said, you know, the Confederate flag represented slavery in a way. So I made the song New Slaves on my new album, Yeezus. I took the Confederate flag and I made it my flag. It's my flag now. Now what are you going to do?
I kind of like it.
It's kind of interesting.
I kind of like it. I mean, I know the guy's got a God complex and he's kind of a douche, but sometimes he says stuff that makes sense. And if you're going to express yourself, then empowering something that used to be something offensive is a great way to do it.
Yeah, but, and I see that point, and you're right. I mean, you take back the word, take back the flag.
Take back the night, take it all
but
back.
But he can now say a word I can't say without getting in trouble. He can fly a flag that Leonard Skinner can't fly without getting in trouble. So,
if you want to hold a Kanye West tote bag with a Confederate flag on, I'm sure he will sell you one.
Oh, I know he will. All right. Fascinating. 9:42, 18 minutes before 10 o'clock. Any last words before we bring in the band? Nope. All right. Let's do Rock Genius. Today's Rock Genius question while the band gets set up is from Spike O'Neill.
Well, obviously, we know that Pedro was born today. So, great drummers born on October 30th. There's a great drummer that is actually... played with our band, The Impalers.
And he on October 30th.
Born on October 30th. He played in the band Manfred Mann. He was in the Manfred Mann Earth Band. But he's best known as a sit-in guy with one of the biggest bands on the face of the earth. Not the original guy.
One of the biggest bands on the face of the earth.
Yep. And you want to cue the song, Pedro, or give him a little tip?
No, don't give him a tip yet.
Okay, okay.
Call this number, 877-901-0957.
We've had him on the show many times. He's played with the Impalers. He's a great guy. He was in Manfred Mann's Earth Band. And for a while, when their original drummer had a little substance problem, he stepped in and helped make one of the biggest albums he ever put together.
It's his birthday today. 877-901-0957. Let's see who the first rock genius is. Hi, what's your name?
Ray.
Ray? All right, Ray. This drummer born on this day. According to Pedro, he's the second biggest drummer.
Second biggest drummer born on October 30th. Yeah.
But he actually was a big drummer. He's played in one of the greatest bands on earth. Who is it?
He just got married. Is that Jeff Cathan?
It's not Jeff Cathan. Who had
Although
done.
Jeff, I would actually
Originally
say.
Originally a member of Manfred Mann.
Jeff would demote this to the third best drummer
right.
of all time.
If he was born today.
All right.
Thanks for trying. That's
I know
sweet.
He loves you mentioning him. Krusty, go ahead. Ah, Krusty, you haven't won anything in a while.
No, I don't need any bagels, but I got this.
Who is it?
Bob, you were nice enough to throw me on stage and have me introduce this gentleman, Chris Slade.
Chris Slade of AC/DC, Manfred Mann's Earth Band, born this day.
You're getting bagels.
You're getting them.
You're getting them, Krusty.
You're getting them.
I know you love them.
Can I say something to Pedro?
Yeah.
Pedro, feliz cumpleaños! Salud!
All right.
Gracias.
Do we still have a license?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you very much.
He said happy birthday and God bless you.
Thank you very much, Krusty. Here in our studio, Left Hand Smoke. We've had them on before. They're really just an incredible band. They're performing at Highway 99 this Friday at 8 o'clock. And if you're around... What a show. I've not come seen them live yet. And that's one of the best clubs in town to catch a great band in. It's just a really intimate, warm-sounding stage. And, you know, it's got that vibe of being in a basement.
Yeah.
It's got underground feel, great sound, and a really cool place.
And you're right close to the action at the 99 Club, too.
Oh, yeah. You can reach out and be pulled away by security before you get to touch one of these guys. Actually, I don't think they have much security.
If you want to hear these guys with millions of people listening tomorrow, they'll be on Grey's Anatomy. One of their songs is featured on the ABC show tomorrow night.
Is somebody going to die?
Oh, actually, it was last week. It was last week.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So well, it's on demand.
If
go
you
check
DVR'd
out.
Last week's and you haven't watched it yet.
Exactly.
You can watch that on demand.
Right on.
Just go check out last week's Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
What's happened? Is someone bleeding out while they play your song?
Someone is bleeding out.
No, it's funny. No, it's funny. They've been told they got cancer. How did you happen? Well, it was caused by left-hand smoke. Cue the song. Cue the
secondhand
song, right?
Smoke.
Yeah.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah. Well, actually, the doctor is like, he's operating, and then he tells everybody, shh, and then they look over at the monitor, and then our song comes on.
So heart monitor?
Yeah, on the heart monitor. Nice. They're looking at the heart monitor, but he shushes everybody so they can listen to the song.
They do the delicate operation.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Is that the song you're going to play today?
It's not.
So, well, maybe we'll have you play, too.
Oh, good. Let's not play the relevant
one. The one you were rehearsing sounds fantastic. Tell me about that song. What is it?
That's the lead-off track from our most recent album, which we released in January of this year. It's called Get What You Need, and it's one of the best tunes from the album. So
let's get right to it. Ladies and gentlemen, check them out this weekend at Highway 99 Blues Club, Left Hand Smoke.
Does the hand need a glove? Does the sword need a sheath? Does the hammer need a nail? Does the shark need its teeth? Does the diver need the water that's crashing on the reef? I know that you know, gonna get what you need. When you know what you want, gonna get what you need. He's been bathing in the river, he's been bathing in the stream, he's been cleaning his skin, he's been wiping his soul clean. A lot of mud, it has been slung, but it crumbles away, you see. I know that you know, gonna get what you need. When you know what you want, gonna get what you need. Does the lonesome need a maid, need all the change that she collects? Does the pundit on the soapbox need the God he resurrects? Did we need to lose ourselves? And did we get what we had done? Did we understand the battle? Did we know when it was won? Did our fear turn into gladness? Did all our debts get paid? I know that you know, gonna get what you need. When you know what you want, gonna get what you need. Hey! Did our fear turn into gladness? Did all our debts get paid? I know that you know, gonna get what you need. When you know what you want, gonna get what you need. I know that you know, gonna get what you need. When you know what you want, gonna get what you need. Gonna get what you need. Gonna get what you need.
Smoking.
All right, that's quite something. Hey, the song on Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah.
How did you get on Grey's Anatomy?
Well, they just called us and said they liked the song and wanted to use it.
So nobody pitched it to them. They were like pouring through CDs or online, or how do they you just found one of your records?
Right? Yeah, actually, on our last album, around that time, they had asked us to overnight
they just called us and said, overnight your album. So someone was aware of our band. We sent it to them, and they didn't use it for a long time. And then they ended up using one of those songs from the album, I think around the last time we were here. And then they just called us like a couple weeks ago and said, we're going to use it in the upcoming episode.
So, and now, it's none of my business.
Yeah.
But they pay you, right?
They do pay us, yeah. Yeah.
Now, does that go to just the singer, keyboard player, songwriter guy who may have written the song? Does the entire band get to share in the spoils of the TV theme song money?
We have an agreement to do a split, so.
We don't bring it up and it moves.
Actually, they did split. Until now that they were getting paid.
Right.
You know what? Let's hear a little more. Wait, have you got something else you can play?
Yeah.
You want to? If you could do that song or anything you want, really.
Well, let's keep it brief because there's a guest drummer.
Should we do? Let's do it.
Wait a minute, Pedro's gonna play.
See?
Sorry, we're out of time. Pedro's birthday.
All right,
Pedro, you gonna play with them?
Yeah.
All right, what are you gonna play?
We don't know.
Oh, that was good.
It's gonna be great.
I decided that we should do a song by the Rolling Stones, which I think is a Robert Johnson song, but it's called "Stop Breaking Down."
Stop Breaking Down, ladies and gentlemen. Pedro just jumped into the drum set.
It's Pedro's birthday, so happy birthday,
happy
Pedro.
Happy birthday.
Yay, Pedro.
All right. This is
he's
in the key.
He's 420 years old. Congratulations. Yeah. Here we go. That's how we'll be celebrating.
All right, here we go.
Breaking down. Stuff is gonna bust your brains out, baby. Gonna make you lose your mind. Let's hear some guitar.
Pedro, nice job. Happy birthday, Pedro. Folks, do not miss Left Hand Smoke at Highway 99 Blues Club Friday at 8 o'clock. And here's Jody with the final word of the day.
This morning it's brought to you by State Farm. In honor of Pedro, the last word of the day is neither in English nor is it one word. It's La Pera.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Your Northwest weather for today, mostly cloudy skies with a high of 56. Tonight, we'll see clouds low down to 40. And then tomorrow for Halloween, clouds and rain with a high of 56.
This report brought to you by Walmart. Winter's almost here, and Walmart can help you protect your car with low prices on antifreeze. They have one-gallon jugs of Prestone 50-50 pre-diluted antifreeze for just $10.47. So keep your car running all winter long. Save money, live better, Walmart.
It was as wide as the Grand Canyon, as deep as the Mariana Trench. I plunged into the chasm, into the endless abyss, into the...
Actually, you just drove into a pothole. But don't worry, here at Les Schwab, every tire comes with a kind of lifetime protection most other places don't give you, like free flat repairs and more, plus a great price. That's our best tire value promise.
Oh, good to know.
Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
It's the fall tire sale, our biggest sale of the year, now through October 31st.
It's in the season you wait for all year long. And it's in knowing you'll be ready for it. Come to Cabela's Ultimate Outfitter Sale. You'll find deals like 50% off all Cabela's MTB base layer. Save $50 on a True Timber Pentagon blind, now only $99.99. And save $30 to $40 on Moultrie Game Spy C80 or C90i game cameras. If it's in your nature to love the great outdoors, don't miss Cabela's Ultimate Outfitter Sale. Stop by Cabela's today.
Navy Federal has great low rates on auto loans. Visit NavyFederal.org to get started today.
Hey, I'm Richard Sherman from your Seattle Seahawks. You mad? You mad at your internet? I was with my cable provider. That's why I switched to CenturyLink high-speed home internet. You can too. Check out CenturyLink's best internet offers online.
Companies have all kinds of ways to reward their customers. Use your credit card, get points. Buy a sandwich, get a card punch. Keep staying at the same hotel, earn a free night. But isn't the best reward saving money from the start? Good thing Allstate makes it so easy to save. Just bundle coverage for your car, home, boat, or more with an Allstate agent, and you can save up to 30%. That's right, up to 30%. They'll even help take care of all the switching and paperwork for you. So get the protection you need and the reward of savings you deserve. Talk to an Allstate agent today.
Switch to Allstate now and save up to 30%. For a free quote, call Seattle Allstate Agency John Ramsey Insurance at 206-522-5933. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Bundle and save up to 30% with an Allstate agent. Are you in good hands?
This Halloween, the Seattle Symphony invites you for a stay at the Bates Motel. On October 30th and 31st, watch Alfred Hitchcock's classic thriller, Psycho, on the big screen at Benaroya Hall, while the orchestra plays the spine-tingling soundtrack live. Tickets to these chilling Halloween concerts are going fast. Call the box office or visit seattlesymphony.org to buy yours today.
If you're always going, 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 you could use some help at the pump. And now you can use up to $1 per gallon of your Safeway gas rewards when you fill up at participating Chevron and Texaco stations. So you have even more choices on where to save at the pump. Earning Safeway gas rewards is as easy as grocery shopping with your club card. And redeeming them is easier than ever. Shop at Safeway, then use your gas rewards at participating Chevron and Texaco stations, where you get the unbeatable cleaning power of Techron. So keep on going and save. Get more mileage out of your grocery budget, up to $1 per gallon. When you shop more at Safeway, you save more at Chevron and Texaco. Safeway, ingredients for life. Maximum reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is $1 per gallon of Chevron or Texaco branded fuel in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Cannot be combined with any other Safeway gas reward offer. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com or in-store.
Megan's speech recognition software lets students control their computers with their voices. They talk, Dragon types. As a librarian, I take issue with this. Dragon may help them stay focused and become better writers, completing assignments, searching the web, and emailing simply by talking. But for goodness sake, they're talking! Oh, you see what you've done, Dragon.
Let Dragon help the student in your life reach new heights. Find it at Amazon, Staples, and Best Buy, or check out the latest offers at GetDragon.com.
At Loma Linda University Health, we are driven by a mission to heal, to teach, to innovate, to serve. It's a mission that we live every day, a commitment deeply rooted in our faith. At Loma Linda University Health, health and wellness is more than something we believe, it's something we live. To join us in our mission of health and wellness, visit us at lluhealth.org.
Snoqualmie Casino is turning five, so shift your plans into fifth gear and take home your fair share of cars, cash, and more for Snoqualmie Casino's fifth anniversary celebration. We're giving away five brand new Chevys, five motor scooters, and 50 grand in cash prizes now through November 6th. The more times you play, the more chances you have to win. Visit snowcasino.com for more ways to win. Seattle's closest, Snoqualmie Casino.
Hi, it's Jerry from Ben & Jerry's. I have made and eaten a lot of fish food and cookie dough ice cream, and I think companies ought to be proud to tell you the ingredients they use. That's why I support Initiative 522 for labeling genetically engineered food. There are some big corporations spending millions to prevent labeling. What are they hiding? Join Ben & Jerry's in supporting honest food labeling. Vote yes on 522, paid for by Ben & Jerry's Homemade Inc.
All right, I want to ask you something, but you have to promise not to laugh at me.
Okay, what?
Do you think the State Farm jingle really works?
Like, for real? Like, if you sing the jingle, will your agent actually appear and help you out?
Yeah,
of course it works. I saw it on the internet.
In reality, having your own State Farm agent means having a real person to help you when you need them. Visit statefarm.com to find your Seattle-Tacoma area agent.
Nutshell, don't boil the ocean, just peel back the onion, get granular, and go gangbusters. Capiche?
U.S. Bank business bankers know that your business isn't a cliche. It's your livelihood. You want a banker who speaks your language and provides real solutions to help manage cash flow, payments, and growth.
When the rubber meets the road, take a deeper dive, cast a wider net, and check the bandwidth in your wheelhouse.
What are you talking about?
Now, that's the $64,000 question.
A U.S. Bank business quick loan offers rates as low as 2.99% APR for equipment, vehicles, and more, so you can take advantage of competitive rates to grow your business.
So think outside the box. The scenery only changes for the lead dog.
Call U.S. banker Chris Hales at 206-344-4261 for straight business talk that makes sense for your business. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Offer subject to credit approval. Other restrictions may apply. Rates subject to change daily. Promotional rate applies to loans up to 80% LTV and terms up to 36 months. Rate assumes automatic payment from a U.S. Bank business checking account. See banker or usbank.com for details. Member FDIC.
What's on the table?
The 800-pound gorilla.
Hi, I'm Carissa Norrington. I served as an intelligence officer in the U.S. Air Force for 4 years, where I developed training programs to increase team productivity. Today, I work for Anheuser-Busch as a program manager. A big thank you to Anheuser-Busch for their commitment to hiring vets and for giving me the opportunity to put my military training to work. iHeartRadio is committed to helping veterans find jobs. Veterans and businesses, join the movement at iHeartRadio.com/showyourstripes.
Powered by Military.com and Monster.com. Hire smart, hire vets.
This report brought to you by Discount Tire.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we're dealing with an improved drive. Well, at least the Linwood to Seattle part is improved. That drive now is down to about 37 minutes, Linwood to Seattle. A lot better than the 111 minutes we were dealing with earlier today. Unfortunately, though, a lot of people rerouted to southbound 405, so now Linwood to Bellevue is taking you about 62 minutes.
Discount Tire has winter tires at the lowest prices in stock. Winter tires safely grip the road when temperatures drop below 45 degrees. Use our credit to purchase any set of four winter tires and get a $50 Visa prepaid card. Discount Tire. Your journey starts here.
Bob Rivers in the morning, the no-repeat workday, and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle. An iHeart radio station.